Staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the County Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the County Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the County Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. Public hearing for each case shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment, and the County Commission will consider the application for a vote. You may leave after your case has been heard. First item on the agenda is our proposed zoning regulations and subdivision amendments, if you want to move forward with it.
If you're going to talk, are you going to talk to a particular specific case? Or do you, yeah, go sign it.
Is that how we want to move?
I suppose we do that at the end.
Okay.
That, I don't know what they want to do. Do you guys want to do this one now, or you want to do that at the end?
How many people are here in regard to?
I'm assuming the majority of the people are here in regard to.
I think there's several people here in regard to the amendments.
What we're trying to figure out is if we want to do the amendments first, or go to the things that individuals are here for, so that you're not listening to an hour of something that you really don't. So I'm assuming the majority of the people are here for zoning request change for either Tall Tree Drive, Wild Prairie Lane, Montana Road, or River Lake Circle. Is that correct?
I think there's a lot of people here for the regulation change as well.
How many is here for the regulation change? Then let's talk about that one first.
Yes.
Thank you.
What's your first one? So these are proposed zoning regulation amendments and subdivision regulation amendments that the Planning Commission recommended approval to the County Commission in our last regular meeting, February the 14th. This is just an overview showing the article and the actual change, and then I'll go through each one and show the difference how it would look on the page. So Article 2, we have conditional use permit definition. We change that to the Board of Adjustment to Planning Commission, because that's who hears conditional use permits. I thought we had that fixed before we adopted the zoning regulations. Recreational vehicle part, we're adding the word sites to the definition. Article 7 and 15, in the campground and RV park, we're going to add it as a conditional use in the MH1, which is your mobile home zoning district. So Article 7 and 8, we're going to change home occupation as a conditional use in A1, which is agricultural, to a provided by right, which will show as a P in that zoning district. Number 4, Article 15, delete occupancy permit for mobile homes. We do not have a building code adopted by the county, so I can't do occupancy permits, and we don't. Number 5, Article 23 is a statement which I'll show, adding unconditional use, not establishing compatibility for future applications. Number 6, Article 39 is add nightly rental parking standards to the chart. And then number 7 is Article 24, remove R1 as a zoning district allowing nightly rental as a conditional use. So here's the first one I went over. It showed Board of Adjustment hearing conditional use permits. And that's originally how it showed, but we took that all out except for this section. Somehow we missed it. it'd be replaced with Planning Commission. Your Planning Commission hears conditional use permits. An appeal would be made to the Board of Adjustment. So recreational vehicle parks, it read a parcel upon which two or more recreational vehicles are rented. And I'm sure that that was supposed to be recreational vehicle sites. So we're just adding the word sites to that article. In MH1, mobile home, it didn't allow the availability to get a conditional use for a campground. We would add a conditional use availability in MH1 for a person or entity to come before the Planning Commission to seek a conditional use to add a campground recreational vehicle park to a mobile home park.
Scott, if you don't care, let's...
So I'll show you on the chart.
Hold on one second. Do you guys want to look at each one and just vote each our article individually and do it as a whole? How do you guys want to proceed?
I think we need to do them individually.
Okay. On the conditional use permit definition change, do you have any discussion on that? Is there anybody out in the crowd that would like to discuss the proposed change, changing Board of Adjustment to State Planning Commission?
Are you going back to where are you at?
Article 002, the conditional use permit, or procedure whereby the Board of Adjustment striked out and changes to Planning Commission. Just cleaning that one up to where it's the Planning Commission that does it, it's not the Board of Adjustment.
Okay.
And then on that same article, 002, the recreational vehicle park, you're adding the word site to where it's not renting a vehicle, but you're renting a site.
Correct.
Agree.
Anybody want to talk about that? Move to approve the zoning regulation amendment, article 002.000.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay, Scott, you want to talk about the second one again?
The second one would be adding the campground RV park as a conditional use in the MH1 zoning district. Which it would look like this. You'd have the C right here.
Right. Currently, there's no ability to do it in a mobile home park.
No.
And it doesn't give them the right. It just gives them the right to go before planning and zoning and ask for a conditional use permit.
Correct. Show their plan, show their site design, and see if it fits in that mobile home park.
Scott, repeat that again, please.
So they bring their site plan and their plan to the Planning Commission to seek approval for that plan. It's not provided by right. That does not mean you can just put one in there. They'd have to show their plan for putting it in there and their site design. Okay. And then they'd either approve or deny that use in that mobile home park.
Is there certain areas requesting that or something?
I have run across that twice already. I've had two separate mobile home parks say, we have an area back here we're not developing. Can we do RVs back here? And I said, well, no, not now.
But now you're introducing possibly...
They could bring their plan to the Planning Commission. And if it fit, and the Planning Commission thought it would work, then they'd approve it as a conditional use permit, correct?
Otherwise, they'd have to get it rezoned.
Well, they'd have to split some out. They'd have two zonings, yeah, correct.
So if it's an RV park.
No, it's a mobile home park.
It's a mobile home park.
They want to be able to ask for a conditional use permit to allow RVs in there.
But if it's a mobile home park that they just rent the mobile homes in that, they're not titled in it, then are those people will have no say? It's just that rent the owner that's going to be notified and have a say. But if it's a mobile home park where they're individually owned, then each person would have a say
Yes. Before
it changed.
Yep.
Anybody here would like to speak on that? Anybody have an opinion on that? I don't like it because I think you're starting to introduce campgrounds and nightly people in and out of a mobile home district that's typically more than likely
right.
residential. You guys have a thought?
I think it's bringing a little, they're having their own mobile home and coming, but it's like a nightly rental, come in for a week or weekend and move out. The ones that are there.
Well, and I think it also attracts, I don't know if it's going to be good for the area.
I could see it could create a problem.
Because then how do you, would they still follow the same no more than 30 days or no more than 2 weeks at one location, or does it end up being a, but then they'd have to enforce it.
Yeah, they'd have to enforce it.
I'm not crazy about it. I think you've just had two.
I've had two separate.
And both were denied, were they not?
Well, yeah, and then let them come forward with the use.
Move to deny zoning regulation amendment article 007.000 and 015.000.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Go ahead, Scott.
Okay, then you had Article 7 and 8, which again is in the home occupation. Home occupations allowed in every zoning district is provided by right except A1. So the proposed change was to change this C to a P. You can do home occupation. There's an article on home occupation about signage and so many people. One person can't change the look of your home. To do it in A1, so in a 50-acre farm, you'd have to get conditional use to do that, where in R1, you can just do it, provided by right, as long as you follow the home occupation article.
What defines home occupation? What prevents having like a garage or something like that?
So home occupation is any occupation carried on by the inhabitants of a dwelling that is clearly incidental and secondary to the use of the dwelling for residential dwelling purposes. That does not change the character thereof, and that is conducted entirely within the main or accessory building, as described by Article 25. There's actually a home occupation article in that black book right there in front of you. If you want to pop open to Article 25, it'll lay out the
So it explicitly states shall not be permitted as home occupations. Animal hospitals, antique shop, auto repair, clinics,
correct,
dance schools, gift shops, sports areas, nursery schools, okay, stables, restaurants, repair shops. It does allow artists, sculptors, authors, seamstresses, family daycare, no more than five.
If you look, that's under the residential district, Article 25020 is.
That's what defines.
Yeah.
That's what defines a home.
Right.
Occupation. You guys have any comments on that? Anybody in the crowd have a comment or discussion on home occupations? Move to approve the zoning regulation amendment number three, Article 007.000 and 008.000.